This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A Wisconsin city mourns.
I ask for your prayers for our community. I ask for patience.
Closing arguments over Ahmaud Arbery's killing.
Then the case is handed over to the jury to deliberate.
Tapping the nation's oil reserves.
To lower gas prices.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. Sunday's deadly parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin has been followed by a Monday night candlelight vigil to remember the five people killed and the dozens injured. Mayor Sean Riley.
Tonight we gather to let those who lost loved ones know that we are here for them. Tonight we gather to let those injured know that we are here for them.
Police say the suspect in custody drove his SUV into the crowd on purpose. He's been charged with five counts of intentional homicide. His first court appearance is this afternoon, and we'll have more on that in a moment. 11-year-old Jesselyn Torres was one of the children badly injured on Sunday. CBS's David Begno spoke with her uncle.
Ryan Conkey, who is an Iraq War veteran, says he grabbed his kids and he took off running to where his niece and her mother, his sister, would have been.
It was like a war zone. There were bodies everywhere. People were screaming, looking for their loved ones. At that point, I had seen Jesselyn laying there, but people were helping. I seen the EMT pull up, I was like, there's not much I can do here. I could tell there was a lot of damage.
He says she suffered a broken pelvis, internal bleeding, and she's lost a kidney. Children's Wisconsin Hospital now has more than a dozen people in the ICU. Dr. Michael Meyer says it's really been devastating.
Just a big ball of raw emotions as you walk through the unit. People are shell-shocked.
As for that suspect, here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
Police say the driver of the red SUV, Daryl Brooks, left the scene of a domestic dispute. They say he wasn't being chased when he drove into the parade.
We actually had a squad and barricades up. He still continued through the crowd.
Brooks has a long criminal history. He's been charged with crimes 16 times since 1999. Last year, he was charged with three felony gun counts. And most recently, court documents show the 39-year-old allegedly ran over his child's mother with the same red SUV at a gas station.
Closing arguments should resume shortly in the trial of the three white men accused of killing a black man running through their neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia last year. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
If the jurors paid very, very close attention, took very good notes to there, see what actually happened to Ahmaud on that day.
Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, has been in the courtroom every day as prosecutors and defense attorneys tell very different stories on how and why her son died.
He was running on county roads, on public roads. Ahmaud wasn't doing anything wrong.
That was prosecutor Linda Dunikoski's argument, saying Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan had no cause to kill Arbery because he had committed no crime.
And they made their decision to attack Ahmaud Arbery in their driveways because he was a black man running down the street.
Gregory McMichael's attorney tried to paint Arbery as responsible for what happened.
No one but Ahmaud Arbery made the decision to either reach for or certainly give the very real impression that he was reaching for a handgun.
Anyone who drives knows about the high price of gas firsthand. And President Biden has just ordered the release of 50 million barrels of oil from the country's strategic reserves to try to offset those price increases. Mr. Biden and the First Lady are back in Washington after flying to Fort Bragg to visit and have an early Thanksgiving meal with military families.
These are the finest military that the world has ever seen. That's not hyperbole. You literally are. You're the finest the world has ever seen. And I'm so damn proud to be associated with you.
The House committee investigating the Capitol insurrection has sent out more subpoenas for documents and testimony. The most recognizable names, Trump ally Roger Stone, who says he had nothing to do with the Capitol riot, talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who spoke at a rally the day before the incursion and used members of the far-right group Oath Keepers as his personal security guards. Rally organizers got the other three subpoenas.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New York City police say the youngest daughter of Malcolm X has been found dead in her apartment. Malika Shabazz was 56. Foul play is not suspected. Shabazz was born after her father's assassination in 1965. Two men were recently exonerated for the killing. Nearly 4 years after the Parkland, Florida high school shootings, the federal government will pay millions to most of the victims' families to settle a lawsuit against the FBI. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Weeks before the 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, an FBI tip line got a call warning that former student Nicholas Cruz was planning a massacre. But that tip was never passed on to South Florida agents. Now, attorneys for 16 of the 17 killed and for some of those wounded say the government's paying up, reportedly more than $127 million total.
A fiery bus crash in western Bulgaria has killed at least 45 people and injured seven. The passengers were tourists headed from Istanbul home to North Macedonia. Police say some of the victims were children. Well, yesterday we told you about this NBA confrontation.
Uh-oh, Stewart and LeBron, and everybody's coming out now.
That happened after LeBron James's arm hit Isaiah Stewart's face in Sunday's L.A.-Detroit game. The NBA has suspended James for one game for hitting Stewart. Stewart gets two games off for repeatedly escalating the situation and aggressively pursuing James. By the way, this is LeBron James's first career NBA suspension. Kevin Spacey is well known for this line from the TV series House of Cards.
There is but one rule. Hunt or be hunted.
And now he's the hunted one after arbitrators ruled that he and his production company have to pay more than $30 million to the House of Cards producers. The arbitrators found Spacey's misconduct on the set forced his firing, stopped production, and, of course, forced the necessary rewrites. Several people have accused the actor of sexual misconduct. A criminal case was dismissed 2 years ago.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
It looks like a couple of Texas politicians have some work to do if they want to be governor. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Forget Greg Abbott and Beto O'Rourke.
All right.
A new poll shows actor Matthew McConaughey would beat either the incumbent or his Democratic challenger if he ran for governor of Texas next year. But the Dallas Morning News and UT Tyler survey finds Abbott would win in a three-way race. McConaughey's been toying with the idea of throwing his cowboy hat into the political ring since last March. It's not clear if he'd run as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Florida has officially exonerated four black men known as the Groveland Four. They were railroaded into convictions and death for a 1949 rape of a white woman that they didn't commit. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.